We have come out of executive session. We're back in regular session, and we have scheduled a public hearing on Boys Camp Road.
Can I go ahead and do this motion real fast for the agreement?
Absolutely. Before we go into the discussion on Boys Camp Road, following up on courthouse roof replacement agreement that we discussed in executive session.
Right.
Commissioner?
Motion to approve Commission Order 201209-194, the roof replacement agreement.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve agreement number 201209-194, the courthouse roof replacement.
Can I put that in there? It's buy in between.
Buy in between Taney County and Advantage Roofing. That was part of your motion.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mr. Erickson?
I didn't put here.
If I sign these before we start the next session, could you take them to Nick and then have her acquire the additional signatures needed?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Heyer. Good morning.
Good morning. Basically, what we need is a half-hour public hearing if anyone has comments about Boys Camp Road. I'm supposed to make a kind of an opening statement that the road's done, it's in use, all the residents appear happy, and that Taney County is doing some more work on the road, but it's not a part of this funded project. So, you can go about whatever other business you need. You just have to, if anyone shows up in the next half hour, we have to take their call.
Are we scheduled for a solid half hour for this?
You can, you don't have to leave it open for a half hour. You can close the public hearing, but if anyone shows up in that half hour, we have to allow them to speak. So if you want to close right now, go about all your other business, that's fine. I'll just kind of sit here for half an hour. If someone shows up, we'll have to allow them to.
So let me follow up with that again. So in the legal posting, we said that a half hour's amount of time would be available for the public to.
Yeah, that's a CDBG requirement, the minimum half hour or so.
Do you have any other comments that you wish to make about this project? And then I'm going to open that up for questions with the commission, and then we'll do as you suggested, I think, and set that aside.
I guess just as a kind of an update, the Department of Economic Development was supposed to be here today to do their monitoring, go through all our paperwork, make sure everything's in order. But since Ann, her sister passed away, so she wasn't going to be able to be here, so they pushed that back to November 7th. So once they get their monitoring done, that should completely basically close out the project. Until then, there could be some forms or something we're still missing, but as far as we know, we have everything they need. So,
do we have to establish another hearing for November 7th,
no.
Or that's just...
They'll, I think Ann was coordinating with Nikki on this, but they'll probably use your conference room or something upstairs to sit down and go through the whole file. And Ann Black has it all. I mean, you guys don't need to really do anything. They'll go through it all, make sure all the right forms are in there, then she turns the whole file over to you guys. So.
But the residents,
yeah,
thus far, all seem to be very
delighted
with the project.
Yeah.
Danny, Jim?
No comments.
I think there is one reimbursement. I don't know that you guys have been reimbursed the full grant amount yet, but that's Ann handles that, and it's on its way, I think. But.
This takes care of all the overruns, everything that was added to the project.
Yeah, there wasn't. We actually ended up a little bit under, I believe. I'd have to go back and look, but I think we actually came in a little bit under the bid amount. So,
I've talked to several residents down in that area. They're just delighted. They look forward to the county has another little portion that we're supposed to do on the project that wasn't added or wasn't part of the project, but we just feel for safety purposes that we want to go ahead and do some other things. So. Everyone seems to be really happy with it.
We need to let the record reflect that from 9 o'clock until 9:30, the commission has left the floor open for any member of the public that wishes to address the Boys Camp Road project.
I do need to get a sign-in sheet, so I'll have the, I signed you guys up, and I'll pass that around real quick. Other than that, that's all I need. So.
Then at this time, with no objection, we will leave the floor open for any comments regarding Boys Camp Road, but we will proceed with other business in that there is no one present currently to offer comments. Nikki, can we move to agenda requests?
I've sent a response to number 8.
The reason I put it on the request, not so we could have a meeting, but so we could decide what we're going to do, because that is next week.
Is that's on the 31st?
Correct. Usually it takes place at
9:00. I'm out of town that day.
I would entertain a motion to have Jim do the judging. Would you? I can second that.
Yeah, you sure could. They all lose.
Well, I guess the question is, are we moving forward with this or not? I'm the one that asked Nick to do this so that we could make the public aware, most certainly the county employees who are waiting to hear. Are you interested in moving forward with this project? If you are, I will with you. I've stated
it's
that. I told Nick
here,
that so. I will just do whatever she says.
This is.
If you humbug over on holidays.
If you, Nikki, if you want to,
you've been bewitched.
Use this through the have a group such as the health group or someone like that to do an appointed amount of judges on this kind of type of thing. That's fine with me. Other than the county commissioners taking time to out of our schedule to do this particular.
Last year, myself and Lucas Worth and Dixie Wagner.
I think that's more appropriate.
Okay.
It's not exactly county business to be placed upon agenda, so I would rather that would be take place.
Okay.
That's fine.
You guys
here. I like that plan.
So explain again what this is, Nikki, and what potentially will be happening so that those listening will know.
You can just send an email out.
We're
going
to send an email out.
Let's do it that way.
On number 2, were you contacted by anyone on that for a posting?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be scheduled for Monday.
Okay.
All right. Monday?
Did you get anything from Pat Keck on number 5?
No.
Can you follow up with Pat on that?
I have one, so I'll do it.
I think that she just did.
Wow.
This week, right?
Okay, that's interesting. I talked to Crystal.
And actually, we brought that up in exec on Monday.
Yeah. I talked to Crystal, and I think you guys are working on a schedule of when she's going to do her incubator discussion.
Is she going to be contacted?
Yes. She wants to have multiple people here to help cover any questions, and so she's trying to coordinate that and then get back with you.
Okay.
I think she was talking like the 3rd week of November, something like that. So she's just going to get with you. She called me Monday.
If it's around the 18th, 19th, you gentlemen will be out of town.
Yeah, she's supposed to call you. So.
Let's take a look at that week, by the way, 18th through 23rd. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at the MAC conference on Monday, Tuesday, and Thanksgiving falls on Thursday. What day will we be meeting?
We usually don't.
Wednesday?
We don't meet
we
that week.
We usually don't meet that week.
So Wednesday?
We'd like to schedule it for Wednesday.
It doesn't sound like anyone wants to schedule. Okay. But let's make the public aware of that.
Okay.
Thank you. Two things I'd like to bring up that I think we need to have discussion of. First is the email that I received from the auditor regarding an elected official who he says is going over budget. We have allotted X amount of dollars specifically for each individual department. I think that we need to have a discussion of how that's going to work. In other words, are we going to vote to take additional monies to cover the offices, as we just did with the transfer of funds for a separate office that had been pulled out of GCR and now has their own. So I think that we need to meet with Rick. We need to talk about that. And I have emailed him to that effect, and he's going to monitor that. Of course, he has been doing it anyway, closely for us, but keep us updated. And it may very well be that we need to be doing that, if in fact that's going to happen, and apparently it may. So, number two is health insurance. I have some emails from, have we got the schedule? No. I have some emails back and forth between HR and myself regarding insurance. On the side, the current carrier, and I see that this email was sent to all three county commissioners from Linda, is chatting about an increase, so we have to discuss what we're going to do in regards to that. If it is an increase, if there are less benefits that we'll be receiving. So we need to get a full update and sit down time with you, Linda, to talk about this. And then we'll make a decision of whether or not we're going to have the broker that is representing. I'd like to do that as soon as Monday. We don't have any time to spare.
Sorry.
Do you want the broker down on Monday?
No, but if we decide that we don't have a broker of record for our insurance. What we have is somebody that's handling it. So for somebody to say, I'm going to go out and solicit bids for you, they can do that all day. They don't mean anything to us unless we go through the bid process or appoint a broker of record.
Okay. How do you want that title for Monday?
Pardon?
How do you want that title for Monday?
How about medical benefits?
Ron, in the past, and I know that we've had a lot of discussion and changes in insurance, but in the past, when the contract was awarded, if there was a percentage increase that was above the anticipated by the county commission or by HR, which was Dixie at the time, we discussed and went out for bid. If that percentage was a small percentage, I can't remember one time, and Jim, you may have been here, but I think it was actually before you, if it was above 3% or something like that, then we reconsidered going out for bid.
Yeah, it was before me.
Okay, it was a negotiable deal, but the actual raise of insurance up to a certain point, because there was a lowering at one year, there was a lowering of the amount because of our claims was lower.
Okay.
So it was, I don't know where that lays in the contracts now that we have. I think that's something that could be discussed by the committee when they meet. If we appoint again another 10-person committee or something.
Okay. How long do you want to meet on this topic?
Well, I don't think that we need to have a long period of time at the first meeting.
No.
And if we in fact wanted to discuss this with the individual that currently is representing the company that's providing services, we would have a longer meeting so that he could explain where we're at. We could move right to that if you want, rather than just us discussing it. If you want to have the individual who's handling the insurance come down to Chattanooga, the problem about doing that is that by him stating where they're at and what their increase is, it gives every other agency the opportunity to
bid lower. That's the reason this other deal was, and we're not obligated under this commission if it didn't happen during your time or even during Jim's time
right.
to even proceed that way. I'm just saying that happened at one time when our insurance, maybe in the second year or something that we were here and the negotiations went down.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are in our first year of what I understand to be a three-year window mm-hmm. that we can continue with the same company. So we have the option of doing that with whatever increase or decrease that they particularly offer. What we need to know is, are they also trying to change benefits and the amount of benefits that we're going to receive from what we're paying? And as I understand it, that might be a possibility because there is a huge change in the company that we just with because they were just purchased, if I'm not mistaken, by a larger consortium. That's Mercy. That's right. That's where we were. My apologies. I said it somewhere else. Do you want to meet with the individual? Let's schedule a half hour next week, and let's have Mr. Ruggieri, is that who it is, chat with us. And let's have the opportunity to go into, because we have an agreement and a contract with them, exec following that meeting, if need be.
Sure.
Is that all right, gentlemen?
Matter of fact, Ron, this the negotiations, and there should be an exec anyway. Counts to the part that you talked about as other companies being able to take whatever they negotiate over the air and apply it to whatever their bid might be. These are all based off of 3-year contracts, am I right? So
we'll do that then. I'll leave that to you, Nikki, and Linda to set that up.
Okay.
Gentlemen, anything else that we need for the agenda on Monday?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Nikki? I saw a smile. Is there something else?
No.
Huh?
No.
Did you get Jim some sugar?
I am low on sugar.
Medical leave of absence policy. Linda, could you join us? Thank you, Nikki.
Nikki, this message that you gave me, that was from, I've already visited with this lady.
She was upstairs this morning.
She was there this morning?
Yes.
Well, I visited with her Friday.
She requested that you
call. Okay.
Gentlemen, as far as the medical leave of absence policy goes, we do currently have an FMLA policy. It's not up to date, but it will be in the new policy manual. This is in addition.
Linda, before you go, can we go back to the previous?
Okay.
Just for a minute on the insurance.
Okay.
Because part of the email states that this individual who is representing this company
okay.
is already looking at other companies.
He has been.
Well, we can't move to another company unless we go through a bid process. So he needs to understand that.
Okay.
Unless this commission decides to move with a broker of record and select either he or someone else,
okay.
then they can negotiate on our behalf.
Okay.
Okay.
I will let him know.
Isn't that right? I don't want to.
I believe that's correct.
Don't want to misstate that.
Okay.
I've already responded to her, I think. On this one? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's agreeable to you, gentlemen, I would like to research it a little bit further because I'm not exactly sure that the amount of time in this is what we need to do as far as what would be best for our employees with SURF. So if I could talk with SURF and get some ideas from them what they are looking at.
Can you explain to me what we're...
Okay, we do need a medical leave of absence policy in addition to the FMLA policy.
Okay.
Because we have a number of employees that don't qualify for FMLA. Either they haven't been here for a year, or they have a family member that's ill. They do not qualify. So we do need this policy. I had already written that. Now we're finding out from SURF that the $10,000 medical benefit, the death benefit that they pay, if we do not have a written medical leave policy, they won't pay it. If the employee dies. So we need to get it specific to what they say.
So they got some copies on file that other counties have in place? Or?
I'm looking. I've already looked at Boone County's. Actually, theirs is so hard to read because their print is like 7. But, yes, I'm reading those. SURF can't even give me an example. So we're going to talk with Mary Holzman or something, whatever her name is, about this and see if she can give us some guidance in the length of time because that's what's concerning me. I don't want somebody to be out, if we say 6 weeks, or that they're out 8 weeks and they won't get their benefit.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we need to move forward on that as soon as possible.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm not ready to pass this one.
Okay.
When do we get a notice on that? When did we find out that they weren't going to pay if they hadn't been here?
Because October 22nd.
So this isn't something new that they've come up with?
And I don't know if it is or not, but it's new to us.
It's new to us. Okay. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm fine with that. I just, sometimes when we get caught in the middle of something that we don't even know that they've changed policies, that's what goes. So if we write one up, then we're fine, right?
Exactly.
We could. Okay. And that could be a pretty simple type situation, can it? I mean, as far as the way we operate now and the addition of the policy. That you write in.
Right.
Because I didn't know that.
Yeah. Never mind. I think we could.
I think our county clerk is the one that set us onto this and she found out at her county clerk's meeting, annual meeting, and let us know about it. So.
Well, let's also establish some time for Monday's commission meeting where we're in. We can talk to you about different policies within the personnel policy.
Okay.
That affect our employees.
Okay.
We need to.
And if we do set a time Monday, then let's make sure we can go to executive to talk about personnel specific things.
Okay.
So you want to put
that's what I meant, actually.
Yeah, an executive.
Okay. Thank you.
Court orders. Good morning. How are you, young lady? Excellent.
There you go.
Was the road and bridge update set on the agenda request for?
I thought we have some discussions on Monday regarding it because we have a dirt agreement and we have Shady Drive.
It probably is because it will involve this message that I got this morning. So.
I'm looking down on your refund.
The personal property?
On personal property.
Mm-hmm.
That person obviously paid?
Two bills.
Two bills, okay. I got you.
The first group is just the personal property that I, removing the old tax bill. The add-ons were created and sent to the collector's office.
Where it says real estate unapproved, what does that mean, unapproved?
That means that they haven't been approved by you guys yet. They've been presented by the assessor.
Well, none of these have been approved by us, right?
The personal properties, the first group, our policy is that I go ahead and process those. So, but the real estate,
we
don't process until...
I understand. Yeah. But we need to approve...
Yes.
...the personal property, the refund.
Mm-hmm.
But the real estate...
There is...
Are they run-ons or not abatements, right? Or are they both?
They're a combination of both. A couple of them are parcel occupancies I didn't get until this last week, and I haven't had time to go ahead and do those. And some of them, like there's a reclassification due to a clerical error. That's on the second page. They're 917 and 918. The lady had actually sent letters to the assessor's office. It never got changed.
Okay.
From a 45-55 split to a strictly res, and so he's correcting that.
Are these recommendations that came through the assessor's office?
Yes.
Okay.
There's one exempt property, and then the last two on that second page, 933 and 934, that one I had to do some research on. The BOE set the value in this 2011 BOE. Let me get to it. Initially, the first motion was to take the assessor's recommendation and to set it at the 5911. But then you came back later and did the promenade motion on the 12th, which was to set them all at 232 a square foot times the base area.
And that would leave them at 57,310?
Yes.
Now, explain to me, isn't that the value we want to be at, but this would lower it? That would not be consistent with the others within the promenade?
The assessor feels that it should have been, because the motion says excluding any parcels which would receive increases as a result of the motion. And he felt since you had already decreased it down to 5910, then you turn around and increase it, which means the motion wouldn't fall.
Okay. And the last group is?
Parcel occupancy. They have already been processed in the tax book. They just need to be approved. Those are more of the Majestics.
Okay. So you want us to approve it by section or just the whole document?
That's up to you, gentlemen.
You don't care one way or the other?
I don't care. Just an exhibit.
The whole thing?
We abate the commercial aspect of it?
He's not. He's only abating the residential part of it. On the back, hey, he's Majestic. He's only abating
right.
What he can abate.
Discussion?
Well, why don't we just make this one big document, Exhibit A?
Exhibit A with the date and that.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Motion to approve Exhibit A, presented today, October 25th, as presented.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A, dated October 25th, 2012. As recommended through the assessor's office. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. For the record, let me ask if there are any members of the public that are present for the public hearing that was established for Boys Camp Road. Hearing none, since it is 9:30, we will conclude the public hearing section of this meeting. And Travis, is there anything else that you need from us regarding that?
Travis, there is coordination for a ribbon cutting taking place.
And would you also note that there were no members of the public?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And I think that's now set at November the 1st, right?
Yeah, that's the last email I got. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be there whenever.
So. I know the residents down there are looking forward to having that. I talked to several of them this weekend, and they're ready to move forward, and they're proud of the project.
Yes. Right. Yes, I do. Thank you.
So are we, Danny, so help me out with this. The ribbon cutting we're looking for on Boys Camp Road, I know that we're trying to do a ribbon cutting, and I got distracted with something else, I apologize. But we couldn't do it Monday.
We couldn't do it the 29th, so they're doing it on the 1st of November. I got a email or a phone call, one on that.
Okay.
The contractor couldn't be there.
Ryder Taub couldn't be there, and then our grant writer couldn't be there, and then CDBG couldn't be there, too. I knew that for Monday, but okay. But we're thinking it's the 1st?
She has it rescheduled for the 1st.
Okay.
Is there a time on that, Dan?
I thought we would have to set that according to how we had the rest of our agenda.
Okay.
So we can come out with a news release on it or something.
All right.
How's your calendars look for that particular time frame? That date
clear.
Okay.
Let me check
for the first. There's a chance I won't be here, but it's a very remote chance.
I don't think they take new prisoners until the 15th.
Then I should be free.
It looks like we have appointments between 9 and 10 in the morning. And that includes a parks update.
Yeah, I see they got, I've got it here on the park board meeting tonight, and they'll be discussing several things. Oh, I know a question that'll be brought up tonight, but we're not agendized for it, so I don't guess I can answer it till Monday or.
Yeah.
We don't have any further business for this morning, and we're headed out to the road and bridge function, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? Shortly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I'm going to say motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn. We'll stand back in session. Is it next Monday, gentlemen?
I believe so.
Monday the 29th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.